105.3 Friday morning. Deborah Ross is here to let us know what's going on this weekend.
Oh, man, I've got music for you, of course, because it's the Rochester International Jazz Festival, which starts today and runs through next Saturday. You know, there's a bunch of great headliner shows. We talked earlier about Taj Mahal that I'm going to tonight. But, you know, there's so much music around that's for free, too. You just wander around any evening for the next 9 nights in Rochester and open your ears and listen.
I can't imagine the people who book. I mean, I looked at the website. There's so many. I mean,
so many. And so then you can get a 3-day pass or a 9-day pass for some of the lower cost shows, or then buy individual tickets for the headliners. But even just seriously, an evening wandering around in Rochester, hold the hand of the person you love, and go be a Rochesterian the next 9 days and feel proud. Rochester Harbor Fest is this weekend. That's up in Ontario, at Ontario Beach Park, in Charlotte. Thank you. All these names. But it's the 38th annual. It's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. There's a boat parade of lights. There's vendors. There's a sand sculpture display and competition. Of course, there's a kids area, live music, all kinds of things. There's a Rock City aerial show, Fleet Feet Sports Harbor Fest race, and lots more. All these 3 days go and kick off the summer that way. And we also have a Pride pop-up at Tinker Nature Park tomorrow. I mean, you know, technically Pride Month is June everywhere, except in Rochester it's July. I heard the reason for this earlier this week Visit Rochester talk. It's because there was the very, very first gay pride picnic was in the early 70s in Rochester, and it was a July so that the folks who were doing it in Buffalo in June, that it Could wouldn't come. Like, you know, okay. step on each other. So then it just became tradition. But we have a Pride pop-up. There will be Tinker Nature Park tomorrow. There's an art and garden party. There's vendor sales. There's Creamcredible ice cream. And there's an art gallery there. So support the community tomorrow. So for lots more happening this weekend, head right over to warm1013.com.